of the Escanaba Eskimos, and now Jeff McClain, the coach of the Iron Mountain Mountaineers, will join us as we wrap up our broadcast here. A 12-3 win for the Eskimos. Yeah, 12-3.
13-3, I think, right? Yeah. Oh, it's 12-3. Do we have the score wrong?
Yep, they had the score wrong.
Well, we lost by 9 in the 9-run rule, I guess. So. Well, it's the first game out of the gate, right? So it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, had you guys taken advantage of some base running situations or bases, people being on base, I mean, early, you know, this game, I bet you feel better than you did yesterday when you left Gladstone.
Yeah, I mean, we did some good things tonight. I mean, you know, like I said, we had some base runners on, had some opportunities. Like I said, we got some young guys out there, missed a few signs, wanted to bunt. We didn't, you know, we weren't able to, you know, to execute. But, yeah, you know, we saw Lenny early the first inning. You know, he is what he is. He's tough, right? And they pitched some other guys and probably did us a little bit of a favor, you know, getting ready for their big tournament down to the Dells. But, yeah, overall, we did some nice things. Obviously, the fifth inning there kind of went awry. But, I mean, I saw some nice things. Had a freshman on the mound there, Charlie Anderson. I thought he came in, did Omen's job there. So, yeah, I mean, definitely some progress, I'd say.
I really like the way Jake Powell plays behind the plate. He had so many pitches in the dirt that he had to try to keep there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, we made him, for us, the player of the game. I mean, he saved many runs for us tonight. Yeah, you know, Jake's gotten better every single year. He works on his craft, you know, so we got him for another year, so even better. So, but yeah, it could have been a lot uglier if he wasn't as, you know, tight back there as he was.
Still, you guys got to 4-3 in the sixth inning. You took advantage of some of their mistakes, and you're right in there in the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean, a couple plays there. I mean, I think they had the infield the inning before that, and Bond makes heck of a play, of course. I'm like, anybody else, right? But Bond makes the play over there. But, yeah, we had a chance there to at least scare him a little bit. And, of course, we made a pitching change there. I guess that's on coach. And, you know, Ian hasn't thrown all year, and you struggled a little bit. But, you know, that's going to happen early in the year. So it got away from us a little bit. But, you know, overall, like I said, we're happy with the progress we made. Obviously, the result wasn't what we wanted. But, you know, here we are.
All right, give your shout-outs to folks back at Dickinson County there, Jeff.
I was warned I had to give the shout-out to my wife since, you know, I got no skin in the game this year, and she puts up with me traveling around with these boys. So shout-out to my wife, Angela, my daughter, Ella, back home. And Carson and Nolan Amundsen are actually battling right now down in Fond du Lac. Marion and St. Norbert's are playing.
They're playing
right
against each other?
They're playing against each other tonight, so I'm not sure if they're going to get on the field against each other. But ironically, they're both wearing number 47 this year. So I said,
47?
Yeah, 47, I said. So
is so random.
Well, you know Nolan with his jokes. He said he's AK-47. So he's throwing that hard. So, but anyhow, you know, see what happens there. But, you know, hey, thanks for all you guys do, too, as well. You know, putting these games on back home, everybody can listen. So we appreciate your support as well.
All right, we'll see you over at Iron Mountain in another, what, 10 days?
Another 10 days. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, get the hot dogs ready for me because they didn't have any here.